The Asherah, that's also Banor. Sasser and Banor, the branches are also Banor. We just learned. Hesek, Bem es Ataner, that the Jew is doing this, so we do not say that's not called the bitl on the tree. In a case where by taking off these branches, we're talking about you not being mevatel the tree. Because there are ways that you could be mevatel the tree. So for now, you take it off not to be mevatel, or else the Jew is doing it, that he can't be mevatel the tree. So these branches are still also Banor. What's going to be now Hesek Bem es Ataner? You heat it up in the oven now with these branches. Seim chodesh, if it's a new tanner, that the heat now is firming the oven, it's making it strong, it's making it, giving hanor to the oven itself, so yutas. This oven is also behanor, you have to break the oven now, there's no way to use it.
The clay oven.
The yoshem, let's say though it's an old one used already, so it was already firm, it was already strong, the heat now does not affect the oven itself, so then yutan, just let it cool off, not to have enough from the heat, then you could reuse it. What's going to be offer by is a pass right now with this heat from the Yatzi Asherah, you have bread, you're baking bread now. Sasura Bano, the bread becomes also Bano. We say Yesh Fachetz in the pass. It's sort of like the wood changed into heat. And the heat now is forming the bread, so the heat goes into the bread. It's like the Yatzi Asherah is inside the bread now. The bread is also Bano. Nisarbo Biacheris, this bread got mixed up with other breads. Kulam Asurus Bano. Because the Avodah Zarah, there's no din bittel. Avodah Zarah is also Bahanor, even with a mashu. It's not bottle beroid. Rabbi Lazarim, his chiddush, his cooler is that Yoyle Chanor Liyam HaMelech. He holds that there's opinion to the Yisra Avodah Zarah. Some say it's only with Tarubis, and some will soon see the Gemara. But it's only with Tarubis, or even by the bread itself. But he holds he could take the value, take money, the value of this bread, and throw the value Liyam HaMelech, and then the bread becomes Mutah Bahanor. Or Mullah, the Chum say back to Blazer, no, ain't pidyon avos chovim, there's no good pidyon. By Hegdish we have pidyon, by Shriyat there's pidyon, but not by Avodah Zarah. There's no heter of pidyon, you cannot remove the Yisra Anor from the pas. The same aloha is not lemenu karko. Let's say it took like a splinter out of the tree, you made a spindle out of it, like a big needle, and you could use it to weave with. So also bano, it's also to use this now because you're having hanor from the Yatzi Asherah. What's going to be orek bayis a beged? You use this spindle now to weave yourself a beged. Also bano, here's the chiddush that the beged also becomes also bano. Even though chur is like a zev zegurim, but still it is called a zev zegurim. But even though the main beged is from the wool itself, but without the spindle you couldn't have the beged. So the beged now is coming directly from the spindle. It's called also bano. We look as if the needle is still here in the beged. Just like I said before, yesh v'chetz and b'pas, here's the bigger chiddush though. Because before, like the heat, like it looks like the wood got changed into heat, and now when the heat goes into the pas, it looks like the wood is still in the pas. Right, here's the same story also, that since this beged now was only formed because of the spindle that was taken out from the tree of the Avodah Zarah, so the beged is also bano. Nisarvu b'acheres, if this beged get mixed up with another beged, b'acher and b'acheres, even a double time you get mixed up, kulam asurim b'ano, there's no din bitl by yisuri ano. And again, Rav Lezer I know, the eitzer is, yelech ano liyam melech. You have this one beged got mixed into 1,000 begodim. So instead of having to throw away all 1,000 begodim, there's an eitzer. Take money, the value of this one beged that was also b'ano, take that money, throw it liyam melech, and now they all become mutah b'ano, so you can sell them all to a guy now. Or Mullah, the Chum said back, no, ain't pidyon avodas kachovim. There's no way to redeem the Yisra Anor of avodas kachovim. It remains also banor, and all of them remain also banor.
Does that have to be Yisra Pruta? Let's say it's the spindle. Takes it. Avodas kachovim, does that have to be Yisra Pruta?
I don't think so, because the Yisra is an Yisra Anor. You can't have Anor from that. From this thing, you're having Anor, it's also. You're making yourself a beged. So whatever it is, it's also banor. Yisra Pruta is not totally in Anor.
Why do you say Salani Turgoy?
Because could be the chayv itself is still lost. It's only matter with bahanor. I mean, but I don't think you could use the thing itself. So it's like, well, I don't think you could eat the bread. It's only you have to take off the isur hanor shaboy. But not eat it. Alright, so no good. Now the Gemara says a tzricha. I need both chedushim, two cases in the Mishnah, the case of the wood and the case of the bread and the beged. The Yashmin in Kamai's case of the bread, Balkomer Reb Leza, maybe that is Pidyon Avodah Zarah. Mishum de Bidno, the Kogomra pass when the bread is finally finished, when you can eat the bread is finished being baked, Kogalei Surah, the wood was already burned up, It's not here anymore. So maybe there is more Meku Reb Lezer to say that this Isser Anor is only the Rabbonic Isser, it's a Shvacher Isser, so therefore you could redeem it. Avol Karko, when you use the spindle to form a beged, the Easterly Surubiena, even after you finish weaving your beged, you still have the piece of wood here. The Avodah Zarah is still then. Eim Modal Rabbonim, maybe then it's a more Chomadic Isser, it's like we still see the Avodah Zarah in the beged, then maybe Reb Lezer would agree you cannot redeem it. Kamashma no, still you could redeem it. And now the opposite way. Viyash, meaning Karka, we only hear this Chiddush by the Beged, where you're weaving with a spindle. Maybe behold Kami Rabbanan, maybe over here the Rabbanan said he can't redeem it. Because we see the spindle still here, the Avodah Zarah still here. Maybe that's what's more strict. Avo pas. But in the case we use this wood to make heat, to burn it, to bake bread, when you finish the bread, the wood is ready, burnt up already, it's not here anymore. And the model of Reb Lezer, maybe he would agree to Reb Lezer. That is a smaller Isser. It's only the Rabbonin. So Meli could be pointed at Tzricha. That's why need both cases in the Mishnah that know both hold their shittas in both cases. Now Omer Reb Chiya Brei the Rabba Banachmeni. Omer Reb Chizda. Omer Ziri. Halacha Reb Lezer. We pass him like Reb Lezer that you could be pointed the Isser Avoy Dezara. Now Ika the Army some say Omer Reb Chizda Omer Li Abba Bar Reb Chizda. That Alka Yom Naziri, the way Naziri said, Halakha Kreb Lezer. Here's the way the members who said it over was this way, Halakha Kreb Lezer. Omer Rav Adam Arava, Loi Shonu El Apas, this heter to sell it, it that the redeemer is only on bread. Al Vachov Yisloi, we have a barrel of Yisura Yai Nesach, here it's worse. You have one barrel of Yisura Yano, of Yai Nesach, you cannot redeem it. Yai Nesach is worse. And she says, Al Vachov Yisro Yai Nesach, Shenis Arvo Vachov Yis, shall have to be mixed up with other barrels, you can't have enough on the wine itself. It's only to sell it to a guy or to give it to animals of a guy. Why not? Even a barrel is also, even a yayin nesach is also muta bahano. She didn't say the reason why not. I said, the Mishum, the Easter is true, here, he could be here, it's worse. Here, because you have the Easter bed. Here, the barrel of the Yai Nesach itself is the Yisuri Hano. Has Bishlam by Pas, or by the Beged, in the bread itself, there's no real Avodah Zarah. It was only formed because of the heat of the Avodah Zarah. Or the Beged was formed because of the spindle from the Avodah Zarah. But it's not the Avodah Zarah actually here. Mashenkin Yai Nesach, which is the Yisur Hano itself, here Reb Lezer was not making to say you could redeem it. Reb Chizdo Amano, Afilu Chavis Materis, even Chavis also in the case where it's Bottom Reiv, where these Chavis got mixed up with other wines, so again, Midi Reis, it is Bottom Reiv, it's only Midi Rabbanu that's not bottle, therefore we say you could redeem it with money. And who garbled it with a person? These Arvalei Chavita the Yai Nesach Bechamre, that his wine got mixed up with other wines. And also the kind of Reb Chizdo Amar, Shakur Lab Zuzi, I don't know exactly four zuz, Vishadi bin Hora, Vinishtari Lacho, yes, we pass them like Reb Lezer, even by the Yisra of Yai Nesach. The score could be, since it got mixed up, it's Bottle Baroiv, so Midi Rice, it is Bottle Baroiv, it's only Midi Rabbonin, this Chumro. So anytime it's only Yosem Midi Rabbonin, that's Reb Lezer's Chiddish, you could be Poyd of the Yisra no. Take the money, the value of this barrel, throw it to Yama Mela, throw it away, and the rest of the barrels are mutabano, you're allowed to sell them.
What's the significance of the
other? Right. Kate said, now let's say you have the Satsi Asherah, and the guy now wants to be Mavatlit. How does a guy be Mavatlit Satsi Asherah? Kirsum, he pulls off the hard branches, the zirut, he pulls off the fresh, the wet branches, or else not to the man or makel, he pulls off a stick to use it, or a sharpet or a staff. Afilu Ola, even if he just pulls off a leaf, harays the potato, if he's using it for his own purpose, that shows he's not going to worship this tree anymore. Because if it's an Avodah Zarah, you don't take it for your own use. So even just pulling off a leaf for his own use, that's a bittel. Shifo, let's say he just like smoothed off the bark. He's shifo. So it depends. Let's sarko asur, if he made to make the tree itself look nice, then it's still awesome. We don't see a bittel. But shlolet sarko, if he's just smoothing it off to use this bark, to use the branch, whatever he pulled off, then mutaris again, we see that he means to be mevatel this avodah zarah. Now the shalom is oisin shipoyim. Whatever he like grated off, he smoothed off,
they filed off, what's the luck of those pieces? So pligibor refuna ba rav, it's pligibor refuna brebchia ba rav, it's makloikis what to do with him. So Rashi says, in the case, sheshifu le tzorko vule bitla, in the case we took it off for the purpose of the avodah zarah itself. So you were not mevatel the avodah zarah itself. But what's with these pieces that you filed off? What's the makloikis? Chado masurin. That since the eitz itself is still osa bano, these pieces are also still osa bano. There's no bittul here. He did not do it to bevat. He made it look nice. For chadav and no mutarim, these pieces are mutar. Because now you're not going to worship these pieces, even though you did it to make the avodah zarah look nice. But these pieces by itself are broken pieces. You're not going to worship. So therefore, it's mutar. Tani will learn command yam mutar. Being approved, the mandiyam says that it's mutar. The tani will learn like this. He went to smooth down and avoid the zara. He started to file it down. So letzor koi, if he done it for his own purpose, then he v'shefer mutar. That's the bittul to the avoid the zara. Both become mutar banor. Letzor koi, if he did it to make the avoid the zara, the tree or whatever it is, the statue look nicer, then it says clearly he asura. The tree is still asur banor. He was no bittul to it. But v'shefer mutarim. That these pieces now, he's not going to worship it anymore. These are meant to be thrown away. That's the bittul. You're allowed to use it. But for Yisrael, if a Jew comes to file down the tree, sheshif avos kechavim, ben l'sarkor, whether for his own use or for the use of the avodah zarah, he v'shefer asur, both are osa. That's always the chumra that a Jew cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah. There's always the chumra midrabanan that will goza maybe first to pick it up and be kind of becomes his. And if it becomes the avodah zarah shay Yisroel, ein lebetel olamis. So even though here he's not being cornered at first, not his, still midrabanan is not in bittul. But I call upon him, we see clearly, it says here, b'shofer, the pieces that were filed off, amuta. If we learn like this, avodah kechom shenishtar, let's see how the tati asher or anything that was broken. What's the loch of the broken pieces? Shenishtar mitpost was broken by itself. Yeah. So ravoma tzorach levatel. Kol kisim v'kisim, every single piece now by itself, you have to be mevatel. Since this tree broke by itself, so the actual breaking of it was no bittul, so they still worship the pieces, and now each piece is a special bittul by itself. V'shmul amano, avos kechovim ein debetela. Ela derek yidilosa. It's only bittul derek yidilosa, so it doesn't make any sense, the chur is being machm here. There's not a bittul yet, only derek yidilosa. So how would you come to argue? Was other rabba, Derek the Lusta, the way the tree grows, like we said before, if when the leaves fall off and Atsi Asher and fall to the ground, those leaves are still Lusta Bano, because it's Derek the Lusta. That's the way the tree grows, that it gives off leaves, so the leaves are still Lusta Bano. So how could Shmuel say that Derek the Lusta, the way the things break by itself, if that's the Derek, for to fall off, it's Muta Bano, just the opposite. If that's the way the tree grows, that the leaves fall down, it's more of a svara, it's the loss of anor. So how could Shmuel say it becomes muta derek di losai? Gemara says, el rather, hochi koma. This is what Shmuel meant to say. Ein avoz gechovim tzricha levatol, el derek di losai. You only have to be levatol these broken pieces if that was the giddle, that's the way the tree grew, like before. The leaves that fall down, that's the loss of anor. But over here, where the tree broke, something broke, the pieces now by itself is mutabano. Since that's not the way it grows, so the pieces become mutabano by itself. You do not have to be mevatlis. That's the makis rashmul. That she says these broken pieces is bottle automatically. So what's the machlokes? Lema, let's say, bokeh miflugim. This is the machlokes. Bokeh miflugim. The mass of her oivdim lishivorim. Rab holds to these broken pieces now, it broke by itself. The goy did not break it down, so there's no bittul. Now that it broke, the svar is the goy, you worship the broken pieces. Like they'll think that avodah zarah itself wanted to be broken, he wanted to become into pieces, so they still worship the pieces. They have said they have to be mevatel each one separately. And we'll sabah no, ain oivdin lishavarim. They do not break the broken pieces. That's far like before. If the avodah zarah can't take care of itself, so the goyim think they can't take care of us. So it's an automatic bittul that they do not worship the broken pieces. Therefore Shmuel says that even though it's broken by itself, it's mutter, you do not have to be mevatlet. Maybe that's from a point, because the Gemara says loy. It could be the kula yalma oivdim l'shvarim. Even Shmuel would agree that the goyim really worship the broken pieces. If so, what's the shalom of hochi b'shivrei shvarim kinufagi? It broke a second time, or very, very small pieces. That's the machlokes. Masa the Shivishwarm Asurim. Shmuel says even the Shivishwarm is lost. It could be it's Xero also the Shvarim. Well, Masava that's not what Rav holds to mean. Well, Masava Shmuel also no Shivishwarm Mutarim. That these small broken pieces, for sure, smutter, there's no Xero, we don't have to be Mavatlet. The boy same with the Kuliyama Shivishwarm Mutarim, we hold that much. The grave did not worship. The small splint is, for sure, is mutter. For Ochav, Avoris Kechovim, Shalchuli, it's talking about made out of pieces. It's like one he could take apart. He could take the statue apart and put it back together again. Or the head Yitzhiyachol Azirukim of Ugay. It's so simple to be put back the pieces again. Even a normal person, you don't need an umin to melt it down again. It can be put back together by itself. Masa, the Kiva, the head Yitzhiyachol Azirukim of Ugay. That's Rav Svara. Even though now it's broken to pieces, but it's fixable. Anybody can put it back together again, they still worship it. Well, Masa, the Shmuel says no. Rav holds, Eina, what is Kechavim? The Taylor, which Shmuel says, Ela, Derek, the Lassoi. Ta'ayna Urche, means, that's what means to say, this is its Urch.
That's the worship.
No. Well, Ta'ayna Urche, only if when it falls off, when the leaves fall off, that's the Derek that grows, then it's not Bottom. But, Ho, Lav, the Lassoi, he, Ve'etzrich, and Lavatol, here, even though it could be taken apart, but it's not Oymen to be taken apart. It's not supposed to be taken apart. Like by itself, the way it grows, it doesn't come apart. When the tree gives off its leaves, that derek the losoi, there it's the loss of anor. But here, this statue, even though it's made out of pieces, but it's not made by itself to come apart. So when it comes apart, Shmuel holds still, it's a bottle. The goyim are not going to worship it anymore. But they say the svara, if it can't take care of itself, it can't take care of us. And Rav in this case says no. That since it's made to take apart, if it's taken apart, it means nothing. They hold Christ, they want to take a vacation now. And later when you put it back together again, it again becomes an Avodah Zarah, it does not lose its Isser Hano.
How do you get...
Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel. Which...
Mem Tesem Abayis. You hold up Mem Tesem Abayis. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Sholoi Shavonim Zubitzadzu. If somebody finds in the street three stones, one next to another, the chiddush, even though it's only one next to another, so the locker is bitzad makulis. You find it next to the avodah zarah of makulis. So asurais, Rabbi Shmuel holds these three stones. We say also have a loch of an avodah zarah, and it's also bano for the shtayim mutaris. If you only find two stones, he holds that is mutaris. Now it's like this. Makulius, that was an avodah zarah they used to worship by throwing stones there. The Ikka Makulius started out, it was one stone next to another stone, and then a third stone on top of it. This is the way they made the Ikka Makulius. Was one, and then one on top of it. And they used to throw stones to it. And the shaul is, next to the big avodah zarah, do they make another small one or not? So here Rabbi Shmuel saying a chiddush. If you find three stones, we'll see in the Gemara, means next to it on the side of the Makulius. So the question is, do they make a small one next to the big one? See, holds yes. And therefore, if you find three stones there, we say these three stones have a lock of a small Makulius, that they worship these three stones. We'll see in the Gemara, question is, if it's called a Takruvos, is this the way they serve the Avodah Zarah, or is this the Avodah Zarah itself? We'll see in the Gemara. Videos, if you find three stones, we say these three stones by itself was like a new Avodah Zarah. It was like a small one next to the big one. If you find three stones, it's awesome. If you only find two stones, any type of a stone. You find...
No.
So you find only two stones, then it's mutter. Now, Vachomer Lechomer say no, and they argue and say it depends. Sheniris imoy asuras. They hold they do not make a new makulius, a small one next to the big one. There's only one makulius, wherever it was, and it could be a lot of them, but they only make one place where they throw the stones there. Now, if you find stones on the side of it, it's a question. Does it look like these stones came from the big makulius? It fell off it, then it's asura. Even if you only find one stone, because we say for sure this stone first was thrown to the makulius, they worship the makulius with this stone. It's called Takruvas Avodah Zarah, or it became an Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, when it falls off to the side, it still remains Asa Banor, even if it's only one stone. But the shein nearest imoy, if it does not look like it fell off from the big pile of stones, but rather like Rabbi Shmuel's case, it looks like they started something new on the side, and then mutaris. The chum hold, they do not make a small pile of stones next to the big pile. Either these stones came off from the big pile and the Rosh Hashanah, or else they didn't come off their own, and by their own it's mutar. Now the verse says, Bish leimer rabbon kesar rabbon hold, oivdim lishvorim. The rabbon hold that they do worship lishvorim, broken pieces. Rashi says, Kol havonim, hanes rokeshom, nitoisva lamakulis. All the new stones they throw there, add on to the top of this makulis. Venasa godlin, becomes like one big thing. Avosachavim, ukeshay noishrois, payu shivra avosachavim. Now even when these stones fall off the big pile, the goyim still worship these stones. But right now we're going that these stones themselves is considered an avodah zarah. But Ashtar Rashi says, L'chashav l'tak ruvis. Right now we're not considering it only like it serves the avodah zarah, but rather all these stones itself becomes the avodah zarah. It's like when you throw the stone on this makobius, this big pile of stones, every single stone there, they worship it. And now when the stones fall off the pile, even though it's only shvarim, it's only a broken piece now, there's only one stone, the Chum said the goyim still worship it. So again, Bishleim Rabbon Kasavri, Oivdim Lishvarim. Therefore these stones that fall off the big pile is still Asabano. The goyim still worship it. Therefore, nearest Imoi, if it looks like this stone fell off the big pile, we can say that this stone fell off the big pile of stones of Makulius, then Asuras, then the still Asabano. But Shein nearest Imoi, for this stone does not look like it fell off the big pile, so then Mutaris, then Mutabano, why should there be Asabano? Then it's not part of the Avodah Zarah, it's Muta. El Rabbi Shmuel, the question upon Rabbi Shmuel, Mike Savar, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Why does it make a difference between three stones and two stones? If the goyim worship these broken stones, means the stones that fall off the pile. Why only three? Even two stones also should asa. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say only if you find three stones next to the big makulis? And the Havamina now is that Rabbi Shmuel is also holding that these stones fall off the big pile. See if he holds even after they fall off, like it's shvarim, it's broken pieces, still they worship those pieces. So even if you find one or two, it should also be asa banor. And he ain't heard them lishvarim. If you tell me Rabbi Shmuel holds no, that once these stones fall off the pile, they do not worship these single stones. It's sort of like a broken avodah zarah. They don't worship it anymore. Even if you find three stones, it should be mutabano. Because what's the svar Rabbi Shmuel that he holds? If you find three stones, then it's asa. If you only find two stones or one, it's muta. Why? Do they worship these broken stones or don't they? So where it says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'yedua shenoshu mimenu divrihakol asuras. If we know for sure these stones came off the big makulius, everybody agrees it's also. Everybody agrees here these shvarim, the goyim to worship. And the svarim is because it's not really a broken avodah zarah. That's like the derech avodah zarah. What they do is they keep on throwing stones, and they know the stones fall off. That's all like one big avodah zarah. So pshit, if you know this stone came from the big pile of stones, pshit it's also banot. That everybody agrees. 98 in the back. Even the Holy Man we had before, that once the Avodah Zarah itself breaks, they do not worship it anymore. That's only by a regular tree or regular statue that is supposed to stay whole. If they find it broken, then they leave it alone. But over here, the Mikora Tivurei Mitvurei. From here at the beginning, that's the Avodah. They take stones and throw it there, and it's normal for the stones to fall off. Says so, Haini Urchei, this is the normal manner, the way they worship it, so Pshita. If you know these stones fell off the Makulius, so then it's awesome. Keep pleading, where's the Makulius, the Mishnah, this Tama, where you find stones next to the big Makulius. And we do not know whether fell off from there or not. So it's like this. Kipligi bistoma, that the makruvas nami.